thoughts on the defensive stretch between the first half and 9 minutes? You wasn't scoring those, but you got those as well.
Yeah, you know, I thought the changing defense was good for us, you know, in the game. When we went big, we went 1-3-1 zone, and I thought that kind of opened up the game for us a little bit. We also played some 2-3. We pressed. I think we were able to give a lot of different looks. I would have liked to have stayed a little bit longer with the 1-3-1 in the first half. The problem was some of those guys were on the floor a little bit too long. And we had some guys pick up fouls, so we had to get out of it. And I wanted to try to come back to it relatively early in the second half. And, you know, we went 2-3 zone the first couple of sessions, did a real good job. I just didn't like our intensity level. And I can't figure out, is it a fatigue issue because we're not playing a lot of guys, or guys are playing too many minutes, or is it something else? Because you look at it in the first half, I think we hold them to 21 points, and then we give up 40 in the second half. So our zone was good. You know, I think the difference in the game was, you know, we forced a lot of turnovers tonight. I would have liked to have seen us shot the ball better from the free throw line. We were really poor there, I think around 58%. We got there quite a bit. I think when you look at Pat and Will, those three guys were like 3 for 11. And then I thought, you know, Wiggins, you know, bombed in some shots late that kind of kept them hanging around a little bit. And I thought on a couple of them, we really were poor defensively on what we did. But, you know, overall, I thought our guys, you know, gave really, really good effort and played pretty well.
Billy, how much of Scotty's inspired play was just that a week ago you didn't know if he was going to be able to play? Maybe he feels like he owes something to this team after missing the first game. Just the fact that he's
here. Yeah, I don't know. He always plays really hard, Pat. I mean, he gives me great effort all the time. You know, sometimes isn't play great. I think the other thing, which was maybe a little bit more of a factor for him tonight, was I didn't think he played very well at UConn. You know, he really, really struggled. Had some turnovers late, and we had a 7 or 8 point lead. Made some poor decisions, missed some shots. I thought he struggled in that game. And I think for him, I think having a week off and missing maybe a couple days and having 3 days to get ready for this game, I think he was eager to play well and knew that maybe the UConn game was a game that we had every opportunity to win, and maybe it slipped away there a little bit from us, you know, at the end. And I think for him, he was pretty focused on wanting to come back and play better today.
You put him on the back line of your 1-3-1 and played Prather tall and went long on the wing. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, you know, the one thing when you go 1-3-1 zone, if you don't have great length and great size, the ball moves pretty fast. And if the ball does move fast, you're really vulnerable to give up a lot of 3-point shots, and you're vulnerable of giving up offensive rebounds. You know, I think with Mason, you know, and Tharp, they're not big guards in terms of height-wise. I thought it was difficult for them to throw over and around, you know, our guys. Our length, I think, caused some issues for them. You know, they attacked it pretty well in the second half in terms of they tried, you know, they made maybe some adjustments and took some different shots. But, you know, again, in the second half, they're going to come out. They're down 15. I think at one point they were down 17 points in the first half. They're going to come back in the second half and play hard. That's why I'm saying our guys, I didn't know if it was one of those things where, you know, it was a complacency, it was tired, lack of energy. But they looked to be a lot more intense than we were, you know, in the second half. Yeah, I mean, I think Casey's had a real hard 3 weeks, and I think it's been very hard for him, and I think that probably the way he played tonight, a lot of it probably was a guy that hasn't practiced a whole lot. Timing, confidence, doing very minimal. The thing I try to explain to him, like, you got to play with more fire and passion than that. You know, you got to play with more intensity, you know, when he was out there. And he may have been thinking about his foot, and I'm thankful and appreciative he took the time to play because we were able to rest Scotty. But he probably was a tough situation for him coming into this game, knowing he's been out for 3 weeks. I'm happy that we have another week before we play again, because I think with some of these guys coming back, we need to work on some different lineups in practice too. And I thought we had some lineups today on the floor that guys were not really used to playing with each other.
How big was Dorian's shots early and him bouncing back from UConn game where he turned it over?
Yeah, you know, I think most players, you know, when you don't perform well, and he struggled in the UConn game, as did Scotty, I think both those guys wanted to play better. You know, I don't know, but in the He shot the ball pretty well in the first half. I don't know what he was in the second half, but I mean, he's 5 for 13 for the game, and he's got to be more efficient offensively to me, especially in around the basket. Like, he made some threes, which was great, but he had some opportunities to post up and score and be aggressive, and he just didn't quite finish well enough around the basket. But, you know, his threes, I thought, opened up some things for us in the first half offensively. Yeah, that's why I really want to go back and watch the film, because I think that a little bit with this group, I do think fatigue played a little bit of a factor, because I think we had some guys on the floor too many minutes. I thought in the first 3 or 4 minutes, some guys looked tired in the second half. So I don't know if it's complacency or fatigue, but, you know, we've been, you know, since this season started, you know, it's almost like we have a different set of guys that are able to play the next game, and we're trying to, you know, make it work. I thought, we started the second half, and that's why I went 2-3 zone to start the second half. We had 3 guys that were starters that were starting the second half with 2 fouls. You pick up your third quickly, it makes it difficult. Prather never got in the flow of the game. He picked up 2 fouls. Pat had 2 fouls, and Pat got his 4th. So there's probably some time where some of those guys may have been on the floor a little bit too long.
Well, you won 21 straight at home now. What kind of factor do you think the crowd played in, particularly with their guards early?
Well, I don't know if our student body's going to pass any of their final exams. I mean, they're sitting out in the rain today waiting for the game in the middle of the exam. So I appreciate them doing that, and thank God our administration fed them a little bit, which was great. But, no, I do appreciate it. I think this is what, you know, we've tried to do philosophically, you know, over the last several years, is to try to play a really good non-conference schedule. And before our league starts, give our fans an opportunity to see, you know, some very good teams come in here. And, you know, for us, this was a great crowd, a great environment. I'm very thankful that – you know, people came and had the enthusiasm they did.
Billy, you put different lineups on the floor, like you said. Is it mostly situational, or were you trying to force the issue on the other end of the floor?
In the first half, I was trying to force the issue a little bit. You know, I wanted to get to 1-3-1 zone just because I knew that they were a little bit smaller in the backcourt, and I thought we could get some size. But the problem was they jumped on us pretty quickly. It was 10-3 to start the game, and you know, Prather turned it over a couple times. We had some really poor possessions early. Then right about the 16-minute timeout, we kind of really started to play really, really well. And I wanted to get to it. And I was trying to throw out as many defenses as we could, you know, at them. And the 1-3-1 was the best. Like I said, I would like to have stayed with it a little bit longer, but fouls and fatigue, we had to kind of get out of it. We went 2-3 zone to start the second half to keep our guys out of fouls. And then in the second half, we went back to it. We played bigger again. So there was some times where I wanted to do it, and there were some times our hand got forced to do some other things.
Not that you needed to see him in person, but see Wiggins in person.
Who, me?
Yeah, see Wiggins.
I've seen Wiggins a lot.
Not that you needed to see him.
Yeah, you know, and there's part of me that really feels bad for him, you know, in a lot of ways, because I think for people, like, I'm on the road recruiting, so I get a chance to watch him play a lot. I had a chance to coach the USA 18 under team. He was there. He was supposed to be again there this summer with the Canadian team, but he wanted to go to school early, I think, summer school and get ready for college. But, you know, one is I've always appreciated and admired his disposition on the court for a guy that is so heralded. You know, he always maintains his composure. He always handles himself great. But the minute you start getting comparisons to LeBron James and doing things like that, you know, if you don't get 30 points every single night and just dominate and take over, people, I think, walk away saying, geez, this guy's not. And I just hope for him he's enjoying, you know, his experience there, because he's a very, very good player. He's very, very athletic and explosive. But you know what? He's young. He's probably got a lot of room for improvement, a lot of growth. And, you know, really, I thought we did a pretty good job on him tonight. He scored a lot of his points late against us. He threw in some bombs. But he's got a chance to be a special player and very, 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 very good player. But I think, you know, I always get concerned when I see young kids compared to the greatest players of all time. That just concerns me, you know, just in terms of, you know, are people going to sit there and say when he scores 10 points, boy, he's overrated. He's a really, really good player who seems to be a team guy, unselfish, and plays the right way.
You didn't get rattled there down at the end. I mean, they were pressing, even though you're missing free throws. Last year when you guys kind of missed free throws, the team kind of came unglued a little bit.
We did a good job. I thought handling the press, getting the ball out, getting it up the floor. I thought we had an opportunity to attack a few times, you know, the basket. We never really did that. But overall, we handled it pretty well. I thought, You know, Prather missed a couple free throws. Casey Hill came in and made two, I think, three out of four for us, which was good. We need to do it better, especially getting to the free throw line 34 times. And that's a little bit unrealistic because the last minute and a half, they were fouling just about every possession. So we probably got there a little bit more than expected.
Billy, did you feel like Wolbe King kind of kept you guys in the game at that one little stretch where he was scoring a lot?
Yeah. No, he did a really, really – we were teetering there a little bit. And like I said, I couldn't figure out why. But I thought one of the biggest plays in the game, in my opinion, was – He gets like this sometimes. He gets so competitive, and he almost gets enraged. And I think what happened was, like, the previous play, Patrick got sealed, and they threw it to Embiid, and he scored on Patrick. And then the next time we came down and scored, he scored. And he knew they were going inside, and he was guarding the ball, and I could just see his face. He was going to make every attempt to steal it, and he stole that post pass, which really broke momentum, and we got out on the break. I think we scored again, and then the lead went back up to 12. But he, there was no question, he made some plays there that really helped our team.
That's the first time in Kansas history they've started four freshmen. Is that part of the reason you wanted to throw so much at them defensively?
Yeah, no, I think for us, I think, you know, playing against us, there's a lot you have to get ready for. I don't think, you know, we did the same thing against UConn. They had experienced guards, so it wasn't really like the freshman part. Listen, you know, I think the hardest part is Bill is going to have a really, really good team. You know, it's obviously early. I think even our team's got a lot of growth ahead of us. The one thing that's, I think, great about his team that people just probably need to understand, you look at 6-3, oh, my God, they're ranked so high to beat Duke. But the reality of it is I always look when you start the season, I get excited when you're coaching a team with a huge ceiling. There may not be another team in the country that has as good of a ceiling as they do. So there's going to be some patient growing pains, you know. And, like, if you look at it, like, guys like Wilbekin, you know, Prather, those guys have been hardened. They've been scarred a little bit, you know. A lot of times younger guys, there's no – they never – like, how much adversity has Wiggins ever faced on the court, you know? Those guys are going to have to learn different things, and there's a process those guys have to go through. But you know, the thing that's more impressive to me about the freshmen is I really, really just watching them on tape and watching them here tonight, their poise – their attitude, their disposition, they don't get frustrated, they don't get mad, they don't point fingers, they handle themselves very, very well.
What kind of progress do you think you made defensively to this point when you look at an effort like tonight, or do you still see?
We've gotten better. I think we've gotten better. We've gotten better along the way. We've gotten better on both ends. You know, I think the hardest part for us right now is we really haven't, like, set into roles. Like, a guy like Devon Walker was playing an awful lot of minutes early in the year, and now he gets a foot sprain, and now we kind of come back, and he's not really quite 100%. You know, Casey Hill started the first four or five games, and now he goes down with a high ankle sprain, and Wilbekin's back, and now, you know, we've gotten better with the group that we had, but we need to become a little bit more cohesive. Thank you.
Thank you.